comfortable, upright sitting posture. And then take a couple of deep breaths. Breathing out fully, arriving in this body, arriving in this seat as you breathe out. And then you can sit quietly, breathing quietly, and just sense and feel what it's like to be alive right now. What's happening within you, in your body, and your feelings, and your thoughts. And you can go through your body, and if there's any places that are, you know, larger muscles that are tight, you can soften, relax. And sometimes it's nice to kind of go through systematically from the top to the bottom. So relaxing and softening the forehead. Sending some softness to the temples. And letting the eyes be soft in their sockets. And relaxing and softening the jaws, the cheeks, the mouth. And then you can feel your neck. Just feel it. The substance of the neck, the solidity of the neck. And if it's possible, you can soften, relax the neck. And then you can feel your shoulders, the sensations, the tension or the heaviness, the weight, the solidity. And if it's easy, you can relax your shoulders, even slightly, or send a feeling of allowance, of spaciousness. To your shoulders. And sometimes it's possible to soften the front of the chest, the rib cage. As you breathe out, and the rib cage contracts, lets go. Can you let go of the chest? Let it be soft. And then your stomach, the abdomen. Can you first just feel the sensations that are there without judgment, allowing them to be there? And then if possible, to relax and soften, let go. And then you can feel your whole torso. And as you breathe out, you can let your torso, the weight of it, let it go into your seat or into your cushion, relaxing. And you can notice whether there's any tension in your thighs, in your legs. And if there is, can you relax, let go, soften? And you can also bring your attention to your brain, the center of your skull, between the ears, behind the forehead, feeling what is there, sensing the inside of the skull. Perhaps you feel some pressure, or tightness, vibration. And if possible, can you relax and soften the brain like it's a muscle? Letting go of your thoughts and concerns, your judgments. And then let your awareness flow or sink or yield into the body, into the torso. And feel the breath in the torso. The coming and going of breath. And the breathing out is a kind of a letting go, parts of it. And as you let go with the out-breath, without pushing the out-breath or forcing anything, can you, in your attitude, in your way of being, in the rest of your body, in your mind, in your thoughts, can you also just let go with your whole being? Letting go with the out-breath. And then you can scan through your body, look through your body, and see if you can find a place in your body that's associated with what is most precious about you or feels most precious within you, a place of trust, a place of love, of tenderness, of openness, a place of safety. Can you find such a place within your body? And if you can, sense it and feel it, explore it. Appreciate it for a few moments. And then you can see if you can connect the breathing with that place. Perhaps imagining that the breath is a gentle breeze that blows across it. Using the breath as a way of keeping your attention connected to this place. And if you can find no such place, then just simply keep your attention in the area of your heart. And then I'll read now from the Metta Sutta, the ancient scripture of loving kindness. And maybe you can listen as if you had ears in that place of that precious place, or ears in your heart, or wherever you feel your own tenderness. This is the work of those who are skilled and peaceful, who seek the good. May they be able and upright, straightforward, of gentle speech and not proud. May they be content and easily supported, unburdened, with their senses calmed. May they be wise, not arrogant, and without desire for the possessions of others. May they do nothing mean or that the wise would reprove. May all beings be happy. May they live in safety and joy. All living beings, whether weak or strong, large or small, seen or unseen, near or distant, born or to be born, may they all be happy. Let no one deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none by anger or hatred wish harm to another. As a mother watches over her child, willing to risk her own life to protect her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, suffusing the whole world with unobstructed loving kindness. Standing or walking, sitting or lying down, during all one's waking hours, may one remain mindful of this heart and this way of living that is the best in the world. So we start loving kindness by cherishing oneself, appreciating oneself. wishing loving kindness, extending some goodwill to oneself. So you might again feel the place within you that feels a place of trust or a place of appreciation or joy or preciousness. Is there a physical place? A sense of a place of peacefulness, a place of love. And then you can repeat softly to yourself, to that place or from that place, may I be happy. May I live in safety and joy. May my body be filled with delight and ease. May I be at peace. So whatever ability or capacity you have of extending goodwill to yourself, or even just part of yourself, each of us, no different than any other person, deserves our own love and goodwill. Perhaps sensing or reflecting on how nice it is to be loved by someone else. Can we be that someone else loving ourselves? May I be happy. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be joyful. May I be at ease. And then bring to mind some person who's a friend or a benefactor or a mentor. Perhaps someone who has been very kind to you, or for whom it's easy for you to feel goodwill or love. Maybe you can remember what this person's face looks like when they smile, or when they laugh, or how their eyes can sparkle with joy at times. Remembering the capacity of that person to be happy or be at ease. And then seeing if you can find some intention to wish them well. And you can repeat such words as, may you be happy. May you be filled with delight. May you live in safety. May you live in joy. May you be at ease with yourself. May you be at peace. And then you can think of some other friend, bring to mind or visualize someone else who you care deeply for, or someone who's cared for you or been a friend to you or benefactor. You might silently in your mind say their name, letting their name resonate within you, within your friendship. And then sinking into the intention of the words, you can say, may you be happy. May you be filled with joy. May your mind be radiating with delight. May you be at peace. May you be happy. And then you can find perhaps this place that's precious within you, the location of trust or safety or place of love or tenderness, an actual physical location. Something physical, so you don't confuse this with your thinking. And And it can be anywhere. It could be the heart or the chest or the stomach. Some people feel it in their hands or their legs. And then you can sit with it, letting your breath blow across it, blow into it. Letting the breath expand it. And then finally, you can think of someone who is a friend or a colleague or an acquaintance who you're most likely going to see tomorrow. Perhaps you can imagine the place you're going to see them, at work or wherever. Or just imagine them. And just as you have a place that's precious within you, so are they precious. They have the capacity for love and tenderness, for joy. So thinking of this person who you'll see tomorrow, can you send some loving kindness? Open your heart in goodwill to that person. May you be happy. May you be filled with joy. May your body be filled with delight and ease. May you be comfortable in your day and your activities. May you be at ease with yourself and with others. And then you can go back and just simply stay with your feelings or with your breath, feeling the breath coming and going for a couple of minutes. And then you can take a couple of deep breaths, feeling your body connecting to yourself as you breathe in. And then whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes, since I don't have the bell here.